Answer for exercises. Exercise 4.11. The correct answer is A. There are statements in the false exit from decision X, less than 5, and in the true exit from decision Y, greater than 4. So we need two tests, because the test that makes X less than 5 false will bypass the decision Y greater than 4. One of the test cases can be any pair of values that has X greater than or equal to 5. So X can be 5 or more, and Y is irrelevant. In the other test, X must be less than 5, and Y must also be greater than 4. Many pairs of values, such as X equals 4, Y equals 5, would be suitable. The two tests must have X greater than or equal to 5 in one test, and X less than 5, and Y greater than 4 in the other. Option A meets these criteria. Option B has X less than 5 in both tests, so it cannot be correct. Option C has one test with X greater than 5, but although the other test has X less than 5, it also sets Y to 1, so Y greater than 4 is not true. Option D has X equals 5 in one test and X less than 5 in the other, but in this case the value of Y is 4, so Y greater than 4 is not true. Exercise 4.12. The correct answer is C. In this case, we must not only execute every branch with a statement in it, but we must exercise every decision in both its true and false states. We could arrive at the correct answer by recognizing that the CFG has two regions and two decisions. The question's regions plus 1 and decisions plus 1 both give the answer 3. We could also work it out from first principles. The paths we would need to follow would be false through X, less than 5, true through X, less than 5, and true through Y, greater than 4, true through X, less than 5, and false through Y, greater than 4. These three tests would exercise both decisions in their true and false states and would therefore give 100% decision coverage.